Hello, this is the Friar, and I am just delighted to be with you on this Sunday, May 30th, 2021, as we are in the home stretch. We are really, really close to completing this Rosary Marathon just today and tomorrow, and we will have responded well to Pope Francis' invitation to pray the Rosary every day during the month of May. And that has been great. I do want to, before we begin with the Rosary Marathon for today, I want to talk about some things that are coming up in June. One thing that's going to start actually right at the tail end of the Rosary Marathon, it's called Meditation Mondays. And what I really intend this to be, what I really am hoping that this will do, is we'll pick a certain aspect of the readings for the upcoming Sunday and just give you something to chew on over the course of the week. So it's not going to be a homily per se, but it's going to be something where I just kind of offer reflections. It might be on a phrase. It might be on a particular Greek word that's being used or a Hebrew word. It might be just some insight about the context of the reading. Whatever it is, we're going to do that. Those will occur on Mondays, Meditation Mondays. And that is one thing that we'll be doing. Then we are starting a book club, the Friar Book Club. And that is an opportunity for us really to dive into a particular book. No surprise there. Let me say that the reason I thought of a book club is that sometimes you want to do something in your parish, but there just isn't anything that entices you, or maybe there's nothing going on. And it struck me that if we had a little opportunity where you could hear the book, if you wanted to do that, if you could read the book, get a little questions, get a little chance to think about it, that could be great. And so that is the Friar Book Club. Then, believe it or not, we will be talking about gifts and charisms. You know, Catholics are not very good at identifying what gifts do we have. And I mentioned in the post for the intro to this that I was just recently talking with a person, an evangelical Christian, who was talking about caring for her mother. And one of the things that struck me in the conversation is that at some point when she was doing this, she was talking about her family and caring, and her mother was living with her and so forth. But at one point she said the phrase, "I have been given by God the gift of caring for the elderly." And it struck me, you know what? We Catholics don't always talk that way about what we've been given. We don't always talk that way about the fact that God has given us gifts. And if they're gifts that are designed to be given to the entire church, then they're charisms. So we'll look at individual gifts that you and I might have, but also charisms that define religious orders or religious communities and so forth. And then finally, on Fridays, we'll have Fridays with the Fathers. And that is actually the Church Fathers that we are talking about here. We're just going to take a look at these Church Fathers, those great theologians. They were closer to the time of Jesus and the early part of the church as they were reflecting on what God had revealed to them. And we're just going to take a little snippet. We're not going to delve in. None of these are really designed to be heavily academic, but much more about how can I live my life more effectively in this relationship with Jesus that leads to greater activity in the church, because that's really what we're talking about. So that's coming up in June. As always, you can sign up for our podcasts by going to our website. There is a whole host of podcast providers there, and you can subscribe to those podcasts. And if you do subscribe, give us a rating. Helps us to be discovered. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Just put your email in the top of the form, or in the form, rather, at the top of the page, and click subscribe. You'll get our newsletter once a month, and you'll be notified whenever we post new content. So I'm just delighted. Just delighted to have you with us today as we are in the next to the last day of this Rosary Marathon during the month of May. All over the world, when people are in their most difficult situations and circumstances, they turn to the church. While some think of the church merely as a human institution, for people of faith, the church is the spiritual instrument used by Christ to bring salvation to the world through the sacraments and the love of neighbor. But as the past few years have shown, while Christ will never abandon the church, it is also an institution with flawed human beings who sin and fall short. This has been quite a difficulty for people of faith. Jesus warned against causing scandal, but sadly, we did not heed. We fell short, we sinned. But God's grace is stronger than our sin. Time and again in the Bible, we see how God works with and through flawed and sinful human beings. So too today, God continues to work through the church, through you and me. Despite our sins and flaws, God offers us mercy and forgiveness. God offers you mercy and forgiveness. God offers me mercy and forgiveness. Well, Jesus is always with the church, and the Holy Spirit continues to guide the church. We need to pray for each other, members of the body of Christ, which is the church, that all of us remain faithful to the loving vocation God has given to each of us. As we continue the Rosary Marathon, let us pray for the church. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to pray live with one of the 30 Marian shrines around the world, you can do so. It is at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States, or 1700 hours GMT. You can go to our website for a link to that. You can also go to the Vatican Radio website and pray along with them there. Again, 11 a.m. Central, 1700 hours GMT. I am so delighted that you were with us today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. May God bless you, and let us pray for each other.